Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Somebody keeping a secret from you, lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Our Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so this is going to sound kind of confusing, but basically one of my friends set me up on a blind date and then lied to me to, like, try to wreck everything.
Ah, I see. Okay. So start from the beginning.
So I have this friend named Danielle, and I was telling her a while ago how hard it is dating nowadays. Like, ever since my breakup, which was over a year ago, it's miserable trying to date someone.
Yeah.
And I was she's married, and I was talking about how lucky she is, and she doesn't have to worry about dating, because it's, like, literally crazy out here.
We hear that every, hear that every morning here on the show. Sounds right. Okay, go ahead.
Well, so, like, she says, let me go ask Mike, my husband. Maybe he knows, like, some single guys.
Okay.
And then Mike mentions that his friend James just moved back to town. So Danielle's, like, all about it at first. She's like, why don't we do a double date? Let's make it casual, just, like, hang out kind of thing. I'll bring you and, you know, Mike can bring James. And so, like, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. We do it. We have a blast. I'm really liking him. He's into me. And, like, we gave each other's numbers. Everything was cool.
So the total double date casual thing worked out for you guys.
Oh, my gosh. It worked perfectly. Like, I was not expecting it to go so well. It was amazing. And, like, so a week goes by, and I'm waiting for James to call or text, and nothing. Another week, nothing. And finally, I text Danielle, and I asked her. I was like, well, I guess he wasn't really interested after all. Well, then Danielle tells me that actually she found out that he's not single and he does have a girlfriend.
No.
Yeah, right? At first, I was pissed. Like, I was like, well, he was, like, flirting with me. So, like, I was mad at first. And then I calmed down and I was like, should I, like, say something to him about it? Should I just ignore it? And I'm like, not sure what I'm going to do. But then I, like, the next night I had a lot of glasses of wine. And I was just like, I ended up texting him, and I was like, hey, you could have at least told me you were in a relationship. And he immediately texted back, and he's like, what are you talking about? You're the one who got back with your ex. And I was like, I did not get back with my ex. What are you talking about? And he said that Danielle told him that I got back with my ex.
Oh, wow. Okay, so wait a minute. So Danielle told you that he had a girlfriend and told him that you got back with your ex?
Apparently.
Huh.
But isn't she the one that set you guys up in the first place?
Yes.
So why would she do that?
Like, that's exactly why I'm confused. I have no idea.
So either Danielle doesn't want to see you two together, and for whatever reason, I have no idea. That's a whole different discussion. Or he's lying to you. I bet he didn't, you know, want to look like a jerk. So he shifted the blame to Danielle, so he comes out of this looking like a good guy.
I just don't understand why your friend goes through all this trouble to set you up with this guy and then immediately tries to break you up.
Yeah, that's why I think he's lying. I don't think she told him that at all. I'll tell you what would settle this instantly once and for all, Kim, is if we could get James on the phone and then also get Danielle on the phone at the same time. So that way when he gives you the old, you know, she told me you got back with your ex line, she can be on the line also and be like, no, I never said that. I mean, we could try to line that up. What do you think of that idea? Do you want to try that?
I mean, I think that's a great idea. Like, if you can get them both on the line, then yes.
Let's try. And if we can't get Danielle, then we'll just say, while we have James on, we'll say, let's bring Danielle on to tell her side of the story. And then we'll kind of see if he panics or something. So you can get us both of their phone numbers, right?
Yeah, I've got them both.
Okay, so give them to Shag, and then we'll put everybody together on when we come back, because somebody's lying. And if we get everybody together at the same time, the liar's going to get exposed one way or the other. So anyways, we're going to find out. And I believe, as crazy as it sounds, I think we got everybody here ready to go. Yeah. So let's start. I'm going to make sure we get everybody in the right order. And Kim, I want to start with you. Can you hear me right now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Now let's bring on James. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
So Kim was explaining to us that you guys got to know each other a few weeks ago while hanging out with some friends, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. She also explained that you guys got along pretty well right away. She said your personalities kind of clicked. Is that also fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Okay.
Well, so what's up with the relationship there, James? I'm going to call you out.
You got right into it.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship with somebody right now?
No.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
So you're single?
Yes, I am single.
Okay, so we have that part figured out. So if you're single and you clicked with Kim, why haven't you reached out for another hang of any kind? Like, are you not interested or?
Oh, no, man, I'm very interested. She was great. But apparently she got back with her ex. That's what I was told anyway.
Who told you that?
Her friend Danielle told me that. In fact, it was Danielle who tried to set us up in the first place.
So, all right. Well, first of all, she never got back with her ex. So that's a lie. And second, she was told that you were in a relationship by the very same person, Danielle. And that person, by the way, that's the person we are now bringing up on what line? Okay. So on line three, we have Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
So I know you've have no idea what's been going on, and we've been asking you to hold for a few minutes because we have not filled you in as of yet. So I appreciate your patience. So let me kind of give you a little background here. We have your girlfriend Kim on the line with us. Kim, say hi.
Hey.
Okay, so Kim was telling us that you tried to set her up with this James guy, and he was pretty cool, but I guess he was in a relationship and he didn't tell anybody?
I guess either he didn't know it was a date type scenario, or he did know, but he was just kind of like keeping his relationship on the down low, maybe.
Okay, well, let's hear from James himself. James, is any of that true?
No, that's totally not true at all. I knew it was a date. I have no relationship.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Oh, my bad. I mean, I thought my husband said he did.
I don't know why he would have said that. I told him I like Kim a lot, so...
Yeah, and why did you tell James that I got back with my ex?
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You told me I should leave her alone because she got back with her ex. You specifically said that.
Danielle, is there a reason why you tried to set them up and then it seems like you tried to break them up right after? Because that's, to me, that's what it seems like you did here.
No, I just think... That, Kim, you need to call me so we can talk.
No, we could talk right now while we're all here. I'm tired of this whole, he said, she said game. I want to know the truth.
I know, but it would be better if we talked by ourselves.
Why? So James can't hear what you're going to say about him behind his back? That's pretty crappy, Danielle.
Fine, I was trying to be nice about it, but since you're going to make me do it, if we found out that James is a registered sex offender and tried to date a high school girl, and that's why he moved back here. So there it is, Kim. You wanted the truth. I try to do everything discreetly, but that's the real honest truth. Oh,
snap! James, did you want to say anything in your defense here, or... Okay, so I guess that's a no. So Danielle, you found this stuff out about James when?
About a week after our double date. So I told him to back off because she got back with her ex.
Right.
And I didn't want Kim to know. I originally felt horrible. You know, I had no idea about his past.
Yeah.
And then someone approached my husband and we looked it up online and the whole story was there, you know, mugshot and everything.
I see. Okay. And Kim, I mean, now that you've heard this, how are you feeling?
Honestly, I'm completely disgusted. And Danielle, I'm so sorry. Like, I feel terrible.
Well, listen, at least now you know the truth, you know, and you know, trust your friends, I guess. Sometimes even when they're lying to you, still trust them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.